How interested are Irish audiences in news? Well, a lot more than our Western counterparts. A new survey has found that Irish people are more interested in the news than the United Kingdom and the United States, and that interest is even above average across the EU. Both national and local news sources are the most trusted brands for Irish audiences, but online influencers and personalities are seen as a big concern when it comes to false and misleading information. According to this new study by the Reuters Institute at the University of Oxford, with analysis of Irish data provided by DCU. Ronan O'Donnell, Media Development Commissioner at Comisiún Amháin, joins us now. Good morning, Ronan. There is a lot to get through in this report. Irish people clearly interested in consuming news. Just 3% say they are not at all interested. How do people consume news here? Is it TV, radio, online newspapers?
Through every possible way they people are interested in consuming news. The main way that people tend to consume news still is through the regular smartphone. And after that, it's TV news. But what the report itself, the importance of it, I suppose, it tells us where people are and where they're coming from in terms of news consumption. That's important for policy development and in terms of providing people with the news when and where they want it. As you said, Jackie, we're well above the average regarding the amount of population who say they're interested in news. It's at its highest since COVID. There's been an increase also in the amount of people willing to pay for news. So one in five of us are paying for subscriptions to various channels, and also news avoidance. That's basically people actively turning off news when they hear it or see it. That's down. So that's all good. It shows a story of stability, if you like, around the industry. But if we look at the trend of this report, it's been this is in its 11th year now. There is an overall decline in Ireland, not as pronounced as it might be in other countries, but there is an overall decline around 15% of those engaging with news. And as you mentioned also, disinformation is a big thing. It's a big concern for people. Two-thirds said they were concerned about what's real and what's fake.
Yeah, we'll get into the misinformation and disinformation in a moment. I just want to go back because traditional news here seems to be still doing quite well. And that's remarkable considering a very different picture in the United States. Social media and video networks have become the main source of news in the US, overtaking those traditional TV channels and news websites.
Yes, and trust in news is high. So RT News, local or regional radio, local or regional newspapers, they're all very high as regards trust, over 70%. And also what's interesting, I think, from an Irish perspective and from a traditional news perspective, is the huge appetite for local news in Ireland. It's ginormous. It's like 80%. It's higher than most other countries. And again, to get back to why that's important, why it's important, we know that kind of information. When people are asked, what type of local news are you interested in? It's your regular, you know, who's before the district court, which judge is it, and what were they before the courts for? And that kind of traditional interest in your area, your news came to the fore very much. And I think for Comisiún Amháin and for us, it kind of reaffirms schemes around journalism for court reporting and local democracy reporting, which we're doing. It kind of reaffirms the need for these schemes to facilitate and to feed into that appetite that's there for this type of news.
And Ronan, anyone who opens any app on their phone, social media wise, you know, we can see the daily content and AI making more realistic content. Are people worried about that, not being able to decipher what's real and what's fake? And is that to a particular age group?
They are. Some people might think this is kind of high, actually, but one in five think AI makes news actually more trustworthy. But in general, there is a concern about it. In the older cohort, there's more concern than in the younger cohort. But across the board, there is a general concern, especially when people are asked about news and if AI was the main creator of the news, backed up by a human element. There's a lot of concern about that, somewhat less when it was the other way around. If humans were mainly the creators with a little bit of AI help, there's a little bit More comfort with that. But that does feed into this question of disinformation and how to tackle it and what's needed. So that's why media literacy is so important. We've a lot of media literacy campaigns ongoing at the moment. And again, the journalism schemes, one way of tackling disinformation and tackling lack of trust in news is to try to flood the market with as much fact-checked, editorially controlled news as you can as well. So all those kind of things feed in to the efforts to tackle that issue.
Ronan O'Donnell, Media Development Commissioner at Commission Your Man, thank you. It is 10 to 8. We'll be back in a moment.